Track 16.
Тест 5. Задание A8-A14. Вы услышите рассказ радиоведущего о жизни и работе известного изобретателя. В заданиях A8-A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Прослушайте запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
In this section of the program, we're going to look at the life and work of Robert Moog, the inventor of the electronic musical instrument, the Moog synthesizer. Robert Moog, who died aged 71 in 2005, built the first voltage-controlled synthesizer, an electronic music machine, which has had an extraordinary impact on how modern musicians compose and record. Although the Moog synthesizer, the word rhymes with vogue, not fugue, has had its greatest application in popular music, it first came to public notice when Walter Carlos used it to record the Brandenburg concertos and other works by Johann Sebastian Bach. Classical music purists were horrified at the synthesizer's deadly accurate, artificial rendition of Bach's works, but others discovered a new beauty in the pure mathematical precision of the sound. Moog had been inspired as a child by Leon Theremin, a Russian scientist who, in the 1920s, invented an electronic instrument which could be played by waving the hands near two metal rods attached to a wooden box. The theremin made sounds by manipulating electrical waves to denote timbre, pitch, and volume, but it was difficult to maintain pitch, and it did not catch on. As an engineering physics student, Moog pursued a hobby of building theremins and other electronic instruments. He developed his synthesizer in 1964 after a composer told him about the need for user-friendly electronic instruments using new computer technology. Though the Moog synthesizer quickly caught on with experimental musicians and makers of science fiction movies, it was not until the psychedelic rock movement of the late 1960s that mainstream musicians embraced it. Then, Moog was building instruments for some of the biggest musical acts of the day, including The Doors, The Grateful Dead, and The Rolling Stones. Arguably, before the Moog synthesizer, you'd have to go back to the invention of the saxophone by Adolf Sax in the 1840s for a new instrument of similar impact. By 1968, Moog was a celebrity. But by the early 1970s, boom had turned to bust, and Moog was forced to sell his company. A second generation of more user-friendly synthesizers offered by ARP Instruments came to dominate the market, replacing the classic Moog. Moog sold a controlling interest in his struggling company and, more importantly, rights to the Moog music name to a venture capitalist, who sold it a few years later to the musical instrument manufacturer Norlin. Moog continued to work for the company, designing guitar effects, guitar amplifiers, and other small electronic gadgets, but left in 1977, blaming corporate politics for his departure. In the 1990s and early years of the new millennium, there was a revival of interest in the original Moog synthesizer, with Moogs being used by modern musicians for many genres of music, including electronic dance music. Old or vintage synthesizers commanded high prices, and Moog became a cult hero for many young musicians. In 2002, Moog reclaimed the rights to the Moog brand, started a new instrument business, and began selling instruments bearing his name again. He continued inventing for the company until his death.
You now have 15 seconds to complete the task and check your answers. That is the end of the task.